Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really, really love having this young lady on. She's an American patriot. She's a political scientist. She's an author. It is Dr. Carol Swing. Doctor, how are you? Good to see you.
I am great.
You are great. I agree with you. You know, I've seen you everywhere in television in the past couple of days. And from what I understand, you've got three or four more interviews to do today, right?
I have two more interviews, and I count seven for the day, and I've been up since 4 a.m.
And we appreciate you. See, you're doing it for the country, and we want to make sure that we bring people the best guests we can, so we're all like-minded by saying we've got to get Dr. Carol Swain.
I've had you.
Yeah, go ahead.
This must be the thing I love, because I'm doing it free. I'm not paid by any of these media, and so this is my calling. This is what I was made for.
Well, the fact is, you took a stand as a professor. We knew that this was going to be your calling because you didn't take any guff from people. You didn't let them keep you down. And you actually, you're an American patriot. I don't say that lightly. You really do fight for equality in America, equal opportunity in America, and a better America, which is what we're supposed to have through our value system. But for some reason, that's all upside down. So let me give people a couple of links. First of all, BeThePeopleNews.com is your website. BeThePeopleNews.com. And your book that you can see over your shoulder, I'm going to actually take you on a full shot here, Carol M. So, actually, it's Black Eye for America is the name of the book. How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. Doctor, on this day that we're obviously celebrating Dr. King and we're remembering Dr. King, what would you think about critical race theory? What would you think about how the races get along today in America?
Well, I mean, I think he would be appalled because critical race theory runs counter to everything he stood for. And it is what Dr. King stood for, what he wrote about in that letter from a Birmingham jail,
right,
and what he said in the I Have a Dream speech, is totally counter to what critical race theory preaches about race. And with Dr. King, he talked about how the destinies of blacks and whites were intertwined. He talked about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and just how we were brothers and sisters. And he believed in an America where we would thrive and grow together. And he did not, I cannot find any evidence where he just focused on one group. It was all about justice, but justice for everyone. In fact, he said that he wanted to be remembered as a drum major for justice.
Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. Go and get this book right now. It's doing very well. Go to Amazon. Go into the normal places where you would buy books. It's by Dr. Carol M. Swain. You know, it's interesting. When I describe critical race theory, correct me if I'm wrong, this is what I think it is in a very broad overview sense. White people created the concept of race so they could oppress everybody. I mean, is that what these people are trying to make us understand, that people who happen to have the same shade of skin as I, or maybe the same, you know, coarseness of hair, want to keep everybody else down? So we pretended there were a bunch of different races just so whites could be supreme? I mean, is that really what we're teaching kids?
I mean, that's part of what is being taught. But what's very disturbing is that the critical race theorists, they have rejected non-discrimination. They have rejected color blindness. They have rejected equal opportunity. They don't want to be judged by the content of their character.
Right.
They want to be advantaged because of the color of their skin. And in the case of white Americans, we're told that all white people are privileged because of their whiteness.
Right.
And that the poor white person from Appalachia, whose parents may not have finished the second grade, that somehow they are more privileged than some black billionaire's child or millionaire. They're saying that only white people can be racist. Only white people have an obligation to be anti-racist, and that all minorities are victims. And what's even worse is that they argue for resegregation. Dr. Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement was very much about ending discrimination on the basis of race,
right,
and ethnicity and religion and all of these things. It was about ending discrimination. They want discrimination, and they don't want equal opportunity. They want equity. And equity means that equity is not about equal opportunity. It's about equal outcomes. And it doesn't have anything to do with the person's effort, their merit or even they're pursuing something, they're pretty much saying all you need to do is show up and be part of a certain category. And what's demeaning about it is that it tells racial and ethnic minorities that they cannot compete with white people, that standards have to be lowered. It advocates for resegregation. And we've seen this on the college campuses where you have separate dorms, often separate class sections, separate graduations. And even with K through 12, we have had reports of minority students being placed in the classrooms of minority teachers and parents being told that their children have to be taught by a certain kind of teacher. And the civil rights movement was fought to end racial discrimination, and they have enshrined it. And so Dr. Martin Luther King would be appalled by the arguments being made by the CRT advocates, because many of those arguments are racist. They right. are white supremacy, because they're saying that minorities are inferior, that standards have to be lowered for them.
It's Dr. Carol Swain. You know, amazing how you just described that. When Barack Obama became the president, I was against his policies. His policies sucked. He said what he was going to do, and he ended up doing it, which is a real sad time for America. But I did say on that day he got inaugurated, yes, we've made history today. Let's see what he does with it. He now has an opportunity to bring us together more than any other president in history, simply because he proved there is no glass ceiling. You can be a black person in America and become the leader of the free world. Well, I felt he ruled for 8 years through a sensibility of revenge. We now have to get the people back for what they did. Anytime there was a big story, whether it be Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown or his buddy Skip Gates in Cambridge, Massachusetts, he took the side of the black person over the white person, going as far as to say, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Never saying if I had a neighbor, he'd look like George. But every single time he had an opportunity to bring us together on a case, he further divided us. Doctor, is this the goal of these far progressive lefts? If I can divide you on the lines of race, I can now talk to you individually and tell you why the other guy is so mean to you or why the other guy is the bad guy.
Well, the election of Obama was a turning point, and what got him elected was the fact that he presented himself as a person that would bring Americans together.
Exactly.
If you listen to his 2004 speech at the Democratic Convention, there was so much excitement because it seemed like this is a person we've been waiting for.
Right.
And I know many white people that voted for him because they wanted America to have a black president, and they thought, that this would be just the greatest ending, you know, I guess, to the racial story. They had no idea that it would sort of be the beginning of nightmares,
right?
Because it became very quickly clear, even before the election, when information seeped out about Barack Obama's church,
right,
Reverend Wright's church, and the fact that it was a black nationalist church. And so that should have been a warning sign for people. But as soon as he was elected, immediately you saw Eric Holder going after, the police departments. You saw them pushing restorative justice in the classroom
right.
and in the criminal justice system. And restorative justice is very much rooted in Marxist ideas that people are oppressed, you know, and the criminal justice system is racist, the educational system is racist. And we ended up with a situation in the classrooms where teachers and principals could not suspend the worst of the worst among students, those that were violent, those that beat up teachers and fellow students. They were kept in the classrooms, and that harmed everyone's educational abilities and safety in the public schools, in those places where they were practicing restorative justice. And then in the criminal justice system, young kids that were caught up in criminal behavior, it was a revolving door until they actually killed somebody or they robbed somebody. By the time the criminal justice system actually intervened, it was at a point where there was very little to be done. A person could have a rap sheet, you know, with 15 or 20 encounters with law enforcement, and they just kept sending them back into the same home situation until they committed an act of violence to the point that it had to be dealt with.
It's stunning to see the turnaround in America. It is the opposite, I think, of what MLK wanted. And I think you're right. I think he would be just completely disgusted by what it, well, by what's happening. Get this book. If you're confused about critical race theory, and if you want to know how to react to it, what to do about it, get Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. It's by Dr. Carol M. Swain. Please go and get that book. The segregationists are the ones that are pushing resegregation. Those who look down on black people are the ones who are saying black people don't know how to get a driver's license or an ID. And
but Joe,
go ahead.
I just have to say this. You remember the Democrats, a few years ago, we had this big discussion about the big switch.
Yes.
Where the Democratic Party became the party of civil rights. The Republicans were the party of racists. Everyone knew that. Look at the Democratic Party today and everything they're pushing with CRT. They're pushing segregation. They're pushing lowered standards for racial and ethnic minorities. They're also saying that white people are superior when they say that white people are the oppressors, that all white people have a property investment in their skin color, that they need to divest themselves of their whiteness, that only they can be racist. That is a white supremacist argument.
Of course it is.
And it's totally consistent with the history of the Democratic Party when it comes to how they've treated racial and ethnic minorities historically.
Doctor, this president has said, if you can't tell the difference, you don't know who to vote for between Trump and me, you ain't black. He has said black and brown people can't find lawyers and accountants. He has said black and brown people in rural areas can't figure out how to get on the internet and figure out where to vote. He has said, and Harris has said, black people don't have access to IDs, even though they're free in all these states that need to have them. So you're right. And by the way, you and I both know, and I think we've talked about this before, there was no big switch. When the hell did the big switch happen? Was there a big convention that we never heard about? Of course there wasn't.
No, but I mean, the evidence of what they're doing today, I mean, there was no big switch.
They're the same people.
They are the same Democratic Party, same tactics. But what's different is that they have black people out front that are making the arguments for them. And so they're using black people, just like during slavery, you had black overseers, you had people that were part of the system. That's what they're doing. And I think that people need to open up their eyes. And when they talk about, oh, the voter suppression, that you know, black people can't vote. It's not about black people or Hispanics or anyone legal casting votes.
Right.
What they're trying to do is use black people and Hispanics so that they can make it possible for people who are undocumented, illegal aliens, to vote. It's not about black people. It's about them voting anything that walks, moves, and breathes.
It's much like the pastors that were utilized to get Planned Parenthood outlets in black neighborhoods. We'll pay off the pastor. The pastor will tell the young girls, go and abort your child. That's what they were doing. And I once asked our mutual friend Dinesh D'Souza, well, how is it that Obama was the president if this is just urban slavery today? How exactly does that work? He said, because he's the plantation owner. And that's true. And that's true. I mean, the original slave owner was a guy named Johnson. He was a black guy in America. And we don't know that history here. Learn history. Learn about CRT. Black Guy for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. It's written by Dr. Carol M. Swain, who we're so lucky to have on. BeThePeopleNews.com. BeThePeopleNews.com is the website. I know that you've got to go. You've got a lot of different things going on. Just give me one last thing. If you don't mind, if you and I could press a button and fix what's going wrong as far as the political parties go and how they're influencing the strife that we're seeing between races and ethnicities and ancestral backgrounds, what would that button do? What can we do to reverse this trend that's going on in this country?
Well, if the button pulled back the veil that has people blinded, they would actually see our leaders for who they are, whether they're Democrats or whether they are Republicans. They would see their nakedness. They would see how shallow they are. And the American people, you know, the American people are trustworthy. Most Americans agree with one another across racial and ethnic lines. They're not being represented by the leaders that we have out there. And so the American people and what they want, that's not the problem. It's that we have these leaders in both political parties that need to be replaced. They don't represent us and our values. And we need to call them out. Hold them accountable.
Thank you so much for your hard work for America, for my family, very directly and indirectly. It's Dr. Carol M. Swain. Go and get her book, Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House. Thank you for making time for me today for my audience, Carol. Come back anytime you want.
Thank you.
All right, we're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.